man. This is the old good morning man, Kermit Edney, with program number 256 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it Where Fitz Left Off. It may not have dawned on you, but Ray Cantrell, General Manager of the Chamber of Commerce, has headed that organization for 36 of the 50 years WHKP has been on the air, a remarkable record. The other morning I was having coffee with the old Fogies Club, now meeting at Days Gone By, which was Justice Pharmacy, as far back as 1882. Days Gone By is now more of a museum than a drugstore, but they do serve sandwiches, all sorts of fountain treats, and delicious breakfasts. While not an old fogey, Ray Cantrell frequently stops by for a quick visit with this group on his way to work at the Chamber of Commerce. And it dawned on me when Ray sat down at the table, Ray Cantrell has been manager of our Chamber of Commerce longer than any other person. When I got back and checked my notes, I discovered that Ray first came to Hendersonville in February of 1960. In just a few weeks, he'll have put in 37 years at the helm of the second largest Chamber of Commerce in Western North Carolina. In the more than 70 years the Chamber has been active, there have been only 7 paid managers or executive secretaries. The Chamber was formed out of the old Merchants Association, and Noah Hollowell, who had sold his daily newspaper and was then running a print shop, took over the chores as manager, but drew no salary. L.J. Penny was the first paid secretary. He was here only a short time, up through 1933, and was succeeded by Mrs. Catherine Wiseman in 34, who served 5 years. W.C. Mitchum came here to succeed Mrs. Wiseman. He was from Marion, and he only stayed about a year. Then Fred Allen, Jr. from Henderson, North Carolina, served only 2 years, from 40 to 42, and he was succeeded by P.M. Pete Kamak, who came here in 1942 and left in 1952 to take a similar job in Wilmington. And that brought to us the second local person to hold the job, Dave Cooley, who served 1952 through 58. The only other local person was Mrs. Wiseman. We talked about Dave and his younger brother Art back in October. Dave was a dynamic individual, and his successor was bound to live in Dave's shadow, which is exactly what happened to a young Bill Van Hoy, who lasted only 1 year. Ray Cantrell was then chosen from a field of at least a dozen applicants. He was the manager at that time of the Chamber of Commerce in Ahoskie, North Carolina. When Ray joined the Chamber of Commerce, his office was in the Scotland Hotel building. 10 years later, when the new Henderson County Public Library was completed on Washington Street and the original library building was left vacant, negotiations were begun with the city for the chamber to take over that building, which had been given by Captain Marion Columbus Toms for library use only. There was a reverter clause. In the event the facility was no longer needed for that purpose, it was to be returned to the original ownership. An agreement was reached, and the Green Construction Company, Pete, remodeled the building, charging only outright cost. In the nearly 37 years that Ray Cantrell has served as manager, the Chamber, in addition to being the only organization charged with recruiting either new industrial plants or enlargement of existing plants, but also for many years, the Chamber acted as a merchants association, and until the Travel and Tourism Agency was created by the county, produced all the events of the North Carolina Apple Festival and other tourist attractions. The Chamber has functioned as a catalyst for community growth and improvement, always in the thick of educational bond issues, property acquisition for industrial relocations, and battling for adequate funding of roads, highways, and utilities to serve this top growth area of North Carolina. Ray Cantrell has worked with 25 presidents, all top-caliber business and industrial leaders. In his years of arranging for annual dinner meetings, he's been successful in arranging as Speaker both Governor Terry Sanford and Governor Jim Hunt, as well as former Governor Bob Scott. But personalities who've been featured at the annual dinner meeting include Dr. Tom Haggai twice, humorist Chubb Sewell, Joe Higgins, the National Safety Sheriff, Dr. Kenneth McFarland, the dean of all professional after-dinner speakers and author of many how-to books on public speaking. There was Harry Reasoner, Jim Lampley, Tom Wicker of the New York Times, and 24 others. In 1977, Ray Cantrell was honored by the Hendersonville Sertoma Club with their Service to Mankind Award. Ray has also served as a director of the North Carolina Industrial Developers Association, and he has been active in chamber and trade groups across the state. His wife Priscilla is no slouch either. She is executive director of the $13 million Community Foundation and is chairman of the administrative board of the First United Methodist Church, the first woman ever to hold that position. More memories of the seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here with a good sense never to leave and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.